Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio School Visit. I'm your host, Tom Mazur, and we are doing a virtual tour of Christian schools across the state of Michigan. We started in a small school, a single room classroom with one teacher up in northern Michigan. Then we migrated down to central Michigan, two classroom school in a rural setting, and now we are in Oakwood. We're doing Southeast Michigan. This is Oakwood Academy, and I have the principal, Connie Hickman, with me. Connie, welcome to school tour.
Thank you, Tom. It's nice to be here today.
Would you have a word of prayer for us?
Certainly. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we have to discuss Christian education and the impact that it has on the lives of our young people. We want to ask your blessing on us as we do this program today. Amen.
Listeners, if you have been with us on the previous editions, you've noticed that each school is special and unique in a wonderful, delightful way. Grayling was out in the woods, pine trees all around in a single classroom, a very family setting. The next school was Cedar Lake Elementary, two classrooms, very well run, and nice facilities, a gymnasium, common area classrooms and programs. Now we're in Southeast Michigan, and we're doing a tour of at least three different schools and getting a flavor of each one of them. Again, we're at Oakwood Adventist Academy, and if you hear a little echo, that's because we are in the sanctuary of the Oakwood Seventh-day Adventist Church. Mrs. Hickman, why is this an important part of our virtual tour?
I like to start tours in the church because church and school work together. They are community. They're involved with each other. We want our young people to come into a saving relationship with Jesus. And one of the ways that we do that is we have chapel here. We meet in the church on Wednesdays, and it's a very special time. Sometimes it's the pastor of Oakwood, sometimes it's another pastor, but we meet here as a school and we have chapel together on Wednesdays.
Let me ask you this question, Ms. Hickman. What does the students coming into the sanctuary, how does that affect the students versus having it in their regular classroom?
The sanctuary is a special place. It's God's house. And of course, there's a different level of reverence that you expect in the sanctuary than you would expect in a classroom. They're in their classroom, you know, every day for multiple hours. The sanctuary is something we only come to for a set program on specific days. So it is a different mindset. It's a different focus than we would have in the classroom. We also come over here for week of prayers.
Tell our listeners what a week of prayer is. Maybe in some school systems, private school systems, that term is known, but in other school systems, it's totally new and it's special.
A week of prayer is when we take 1 week and we set aside one time period, and we have usually a special speaker, and they often have a theme. And the whole point is to bring our children into a saving relationship with Jesus.
That week, what impact does that have on them? It is a week's period of time. What has been some of the observations you've seen as a result of a week of prayer session?
We've had students who have chosen to be baptized and publicly declare that they have given their life to Jesus.
Isn't that the most important thing?
It is.
Being ready for eternity.
It is.
That's a long, long time.
It is. And we also want our students to be prepared for a life of service. Not only are we wanting eternity for each one of us, but we want them to reach out to others that are less fortunate and others who may not have had the opportunity to have Jesus be a part of their lives.
You know, a thought occurred to me, Ms. Hickman, because we're in the sanctuary, you're looking at it as 6 days a week, 7 days a week. It's more than just going and book learning.
Jesus should be a part of our lives every day of the week, 7 days a week.
Amen. And I'm sure that our listeners are applauding and agreeing with you. Can you tell me a little bit about the philosophy of why the school exists?
Well, the school exists for obviously several reasons. Probably number one would be to bring our children into a saving relationship with Jesus. We also want our young people to grow up to be a part of the church, and that doesn't mean just sitting in the pew. It means maybe running camera. It means maybe being part of praise time.
You're saying outside of school?
Yes.
So they're giving back, they're part of congregational life, that is part of the culture that you are integrating them into, because someday it'll be on their shoulders. They might as well start learning now.
Exactly. We want our students to be involved. I teach grades 6 to 8, and a number of my students are involved with running cameras, with running PA. They are involved in whatever they're comfortable in. And for right now, they're a little more comfortable behind the scenes than they are on the platform, but that will come too. So we want our children to be involved. We want them to realize that their church family needs them and wants them to be a part of the program.
So Oakwood Academy is literally a church school.
Yes, it is.
Those are combined. Tell me a little bit about the history of Oakwood. I've been here for some event on a Saturday night and so on and so forth a long, long time ago. When my kids were of this age, they were visiting this school for a social event. But tell me more about this school.
Oakwood has had a church and a school in this area for a long time. Not necessarily in this building, although even in this building we've been here 30 plus years. But Oakwood is very involved in the community, and they are very involved in Christian education. The church pays a large subsidy to financially help the school exist, and it's a very, very important part of their value system. Another part is service. We happen to be in a part of the state where there's quite a few people who have some disadvantages, and they have some very specific needs. And Oakwood participates in programs such as building beds for children who don't have them. They've also participated in programs such as giving things to the homeless, like maybe scarves and mittens and food and things like that. But they also participate in like youth rallies and stuff for our children. So we want our children not only to be in a saving relationship with Jesus, but we also want our children to be service-minded, to reach out to those in need, to improve the world around them for the other people that are there too.
You know, Mrs. Hickman, we're on a virtual tour, and we could be just about anywhere in our listener's eye. The name Oakwood could be down south. It could be a number of places. Oakwood is not the location, necessarily.
No. We are located in Taylor, Michigan. A lot of people don't know where Taylor, Michigan is. We are fairly close to the Detroit airport, and we're also about 20 minutes from Detroit.
Amen. Well, Mrs. Hickman, why don't we take a tour of the school?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, thank you. As we leave the sanctuary, maybe you can tell us what the sanctuary is. A pretty large sanctuary. It looks like it could hold 400 people.
I think that's probably correct. I know we've had Christmas programs here where we've had over 500.
Wow.
With some in the balcony. For that.
Wow. And we're walking through the vestibule or the lobby. And now we're coming into school territory, or maybe the intermediate with the shared gymnasium of the school. I know that there's been some schools. Schools can be held underneath trees in Africa, or they can be out in the rural area where some schools don't have a gymnasium. But on a rainy day, a cold day, I know my wife, she's taught in Wisconsin, like you were in Wisconsin at one time. And there was a rule that if it was so cold, they could play inside, but most of the time they went outside in the wintertime. Nice gymnasium with basketball courts, and this is a multi-purpose room, I perceive. You have a stage, there, and it looks like a kitchen facility.
Yeah, we actually have commercial grade kitchen in there. We share this with the church. The church is on one end of the building, the school's on the other, and the gym is in between the two. The church has potluck in here. Pathfinders meet in here. Adventurers meet in here. We have a Romanian church who also uses our facility, and they also use it in here. Of course, it's used for, you know, celebrating significant birthdays.
Receptions.
Yes, all
showers,
that.
Showers, the whole.
Yeah. But probably our students use it more than anybody else. And it depends. If the weather's nice, we go outside. But it is so nice to have a full-size gymnasium where we can be. And also, we do programs on the stage. If we're not doing programs such as right now, we actually have the stage set up as a lunchroom, and the entire school eats in there.
We're moving into the school proper building, and the student, we're going to, later in the program, we're going to hear our students sharing testimonies, your students sharing testimonies, and
yes.
Also playing tone chimes and singing as choir.
Yep.
Well, we're in this room. What are the grades?
This year we have grades 1 through 8. Traditionally we have K-8, and we will be offering K-8 again in the future.
Fantastic. How many classrooms do you have?
We currently have 2. Traditionally we've had 3. There's a teacher shortage. We would like a third teacher, but we don't currently have that third teacher. Here is the front door. Our students come in here in the morning.
You have to ring the bell. There's security.
Yes,
as all schools do have.
Yep, the doors are locked. And we do unlock it in the morning because our secretary is right here in the office. Mrs. Blair is a very well-known part of Oakwood Academy.
How long has she been with the school?
About 33 years.
And that's continuity.
Yes, yes. So Mrs. Blair is in the office most mornings, and she greets the kids as they come in. We have bathrooms here in case anybody needs them. And then here you can see we can get into the kitchen. We do have hot lunch usually about once a week. Most of the rest of the time the students bring their own, but we do have microwaves if they want to warm them up.
Pictures of Jesus on the wall?
Oh, yes. Not only pictures of Jesus, but if you'll take a look at our walls here.
Okay.
We have got pictures from multiple years showing different aspects of school friendship, responsibility, teamwork, perseverance, and it features students. We have some in the gym, we have some in the one hallway here, and we have some in the other hallway. And the students really like to look at the pictures because we have a number of years here. And so we're blessed. We have a lot of students who come into the area. Families move in sometimes. We have several big schools in the area. And sometimes they come in because they have family members that are going to a university or a medical school. And sometimes they're just coming in from out of the country to take a program. And so we have quite a lot of moving in and moving out, but we have a very solid core that stays with us the whole way. Of our 8th graders that are graduating this year, we have several that have been here for the entire 9 years.
And we'll be interviewing some of them, and they'll be giving their stories.
Okay, next here we have the teacher workroom. It makes it sound like that's the only thing. It's that teachers go in there, but students go in there too. We do have students who have speech therapy and other things like that, and they meet in this room in here. So if we are meeting with a very, very small group, we meet in there. Next, we have the music room, and that is where you'll be hearing some of the music that we have worked with our students on that.
Of course, we have the lockers in the hall.
Yep. Here we have our lower grade classroom. This is grades 1 through 5. Mrs. Sendow is the teacher. She is new to us this year. She's come from the Philippines. And this is their classroom here. You can see it's got quite a lot of bright
colors. You have technology, but
yes, a
very nice set, plenty of room.
Right. We have plenty of room in here. If you'll notice, we have artwork on the hall. And if you'll take a look, some of them have done some really spectacular.
There's one with an eagle and in front of a flag. There's fantastic.
Yeah.
Each one has their own flavor. The chipmunks are beautiful.
Yeah. These are oil pastels that we have
look
here.
Look like from an island, kind of in the ocean scenes and dolphins.
In here we have, this is a combination. It's a computer lab, and it is also a library. And our students really enjoy coming in here. And with the computer lab, I can bring my entire group in here and we can all be on at one time. We have computers in the classroom too, but this way, if everybody needs to be on, we can come in and all of us can be on at the same time. Everything's wireless.
Wonderful, wonderful okay. Facilities.
Down here we have my classroom. I have grades 6 through 8 this year. And you can see that we also have computers. We have windows. It's really a nice, bright, pleasant, large classroom.
And how many desks do we have in here?
I have 14 this 14. Year.
And boy, I tell you, can you really get to know your students?
You do.
You have a relationship.
And the thing you have to understand is because we teach multi-grade, we have our students usually more than 1 year. So some of them, most of these students I have had 2 years already. Some I've had 3.
And it's been said that in a multi-grade classroom, you actually into a single grade classroom, you have multiple levels. So there is, and this allows people, students to work at their proficiency.
It does.
Wonderful. And I see creation posters on the wall.
Yep.
What a beautiful facility.
Yep. And then we are so blessed. If you come and look out the back door, you will notice that we have a playground out here. And you will hear we have students out here. Some schools have a very small play area. You can see we have a huge, we go clear back to the woods. We've got a lot of property here.
You have a soccer field, and it looks like it's doubles as a football field.
And we have a baseball
diamond
stop there. And you can do both at the same time with interfering. Plus, we have the playground equipment here with wood chips underneath that the younger students enjoy. And you'll notice we have picnic tables out here, too. And when the weather is nice, like today, we eat outside so that the kids can be outside more.
Well,
so we have a beautiful facility.
Mrs. Hickman, there is another aspect to this school, and that is the high school. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, we are very, very fortunate. About 5 years ago, we had some people with a vision, and a lot of our parents don't want to send their students away when they reach the high school age, and yet they want them to continue to receive a Christian education. And so we have the Oakwood Academic Center, which is over on the church side. If you go up the steps, you will see them. And they offer a 9 through 12 program to our students. So our students can go K through 12 all under one roof.
One-stop shopping.
It is. It is. It's been a tremendous blessing, both to our church and our school.
Well, Mrs. Hickman, I am so glad that I was invited to come and share this virtual tour with our listeners today. Mrs. Hickman, will you introduce one of your students?
I'd like you to meet Isaac Nelson. He's one of our seventh graders here at Oakwood. And Isaac was a student here in the lower grades, and then he went to a different school for a few years, and he is back with us now. So Isaac, why don't you go ahead and share your thoughts with us?
Okay, today I wrote What Makes Oakwood Academy Special. Oakwood Academy is special to me because it's the best school I've ever been to. I started Oakwood Academy in kindergarten and I made a lot of great memories with my friends and discovered my love for math because I had Mrs. Smith and she was a really great teacher. I left Oakwood Academy in second grade and spent the pandemic years at a different school. Even though it was a nice school, I never liked it as much as I liked Oakwood Academy. One of the best things about Oakwood Academy is the teachers and staff. Each morning when I walk in the building, I am greeted with a bright smile and cheerful hello from Mrs. Blair. During school, I have very patient teachers who are always available to help me. Ms. Hickman always has fun and interesting plans, especially for Bible and art. Ms. Beth plans fun activities for PE and picks the best songs for us to sing. My friendships are another reason. I love coming to school every single day. At recess and lunch, I have the opportunity to sit and talk or hang out with friends. It is a blessing to have these friendships that will last a lifetime. I feel so blessed to be able to go to school at Oakwood Academy.
Mrs. Hickman, we have another student. Will you introduce him to me?
Yes. I'd like you to meet Seth Hamstra. He's one of our eighth graders. Seth has been here for grades K through 8, and he actually has family who attended here too. So Seth, go ahead and tell us about your experience.
Hi, I'm Seth Hamstrom. My family has supported Oakwood Academy for 35 years. My mother graduated Oakwood, and my siblings graduated from Oakwood and from OAC. They are now attending Andrews University. My experience at Oakwood Academy has been an amazing experience spiritually, academically. I feel ready to go to the ninth grade at the OAC, which is upstairs of the Oakwood Church. I feel OA has strengthened my desire to achieve my life goals in the service career as a medical nurse, which will keep me closer to Jesus as I help others.
Fantastic. Seth, thank you so very much. And Seth, you used a couple of acronyms. That means lettered words. Can you tell me what OA is and what OAC is?
OA is Oakwood Academy and OAC is Oakwood Academic Center.
Very good. This is amazing. It's a family tradition to attend Oakwood Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, I'm going to ask you an additional question. What have you seen through your years here? You've been here from kindergarten through eighth grade. What have you seen about the relationships with students over this period of time?
That the students, they really get close to each other and they can just talk to each other and have fun and just get along really well.
You know, I appreciate that. And you know, there's one thing, I've been on campus here, this is the first time during school time, and so much order. It's peaceful. People seem to be happy. What a wonderful environment.
Yeah, it's really fun here, and just to getting to know all the teachers and getting a lot of work done and just getting to know new people. It's really just a good time.
Seth, thank you so much for coming and joining and being a part of Strong Tower Radio's virtual tour of Oakwood Academy.
Yes.
Mrs. Hickman, you have another student.
Yes, I'd like you to meet Sienna Joshi. She's one of our eighth grade students, and she's going to tell you about one of the service projects that we've done this year.
So one of the service projects that my class got to do is we got to go to Gleaners Community Food Bank, where we help package many food boxes which benefit underprivileged communities in the southeast area of Michigan. We are there for 3 hours and we work nonstop. It made me realize that I'm very fortunate and there's still more that I can do to help positively impact the world. I'm grateful that my school provides opportunities to go serve others and serve Jesus.
Mrs. Hickman, would you introduce our next student?
Yes, I'd like you to meet Dominic Williams. He is a seventh grader at Oakwood Academy. He's got a younger brother in the lower grade classroom, and he has brothers at the OAC. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hi, my name is Dominic, and I have been a student at Oakwood for 2 years now. I know it's not a lot, but while I have been here, I have learned even more about God and how to serve Him. Being in the seventh grade and at age 13, reading to little kids and helping my classmates isn't exactly what makes me feel close to God, but helping in my community does. Here at Oakwood Academy, we have something called Bible Labs. It is an occasional program we have after school where we go out and around our school to clean up or to a church member's house who is too sick or old and can't do much work. We are there to help. Helping other people in the community is one way I feel closer to God, and maybe you will too.
Dominic, thank you very much. I'm so glad you're at Oakwood Academy, and I'm glad you're part of Strong Tower Radio's virtual tour.
You're welcome.
The song we'll be singing is Risen by Shauna Edwards.
Yeah. I'm Mrs. Sindo, and then I'm with my grade 1, 3, 4, and 5 students. There are 9 in the classroom, and then we are here to play the chimes entitled Give Thanks.
Until next time, meet us at the Nix School. This is Tom Bajur for the Strong Tower Radio Network. Bye now.